We're in Mühlhausen, Bavaria, in a field covered with acres and acres of solar panels. This is the kind of project that current and future Great Lakes Bay Region-based solar companies will need to be involved with to succeed. Here in Bavaria, engineer Albert Probster is proud of the development and how it involved the entire community of Mühlhausen in the design of the site.
So the wishes of the citizens have been that we have to agglomerate the ecological area nearby the houses. If there is someone jogging, he is looking on our solar plant.
Joggers run through the plant on a daily basis. People walk their dogs nearby. And the firm combines 21st century energy generation with a centuries-old profession, shepherding. A herd of sheep wander the site, eating grass under the solar installation and providing a new profession, that of combination shepherd and solar plant troubleshooter. When the project was designed back in 2001, it was the world's largest collection of photovoltaic cells. This distinction led to a problem for engineer Probster, who couldn't find a German company to supply all of the solar panels. His firm came up with an interesting international solution.
So the panels come from Japan, the tracker system, the knowledge comes from California, the project idea, the planning, the realization comes from Germany. And so it's a very international project here in Mühlhausen.
And Japan's Sharp Company has found a home as an importer of solar technology into a country, Germany, which is a net exporter of solar products. That's a story that bodes well for the Great Lakes Bay region's plans to attract companies which can export solar products worldwide. While much of solar technology in Germany is being used by individuals, Mühlhausen Solar Park pioneered an industry of buying up unused agricultural fields and converting them into large energy developments. At the Environment Ministry, Michael Schroeren says that big or small, the feed-in law is designed to improve the country's energy self-sufficiency.
Any producer of wind power, solar power, geothermal, or solar thermal, biomass, any producer of energy like this gets a guaranteed price per kilowatt hour for the power he feeds into the grid.
A sentiment echoed by Ferran Terradellas Espuny at the European Union.
It's a problem that you don't have so much in the United States as we have in Europe. So basically we are importing half of the energy that we are consuming. But our resources are running out. We have a little bit of oil in the North Sea, a little bit of gas in the North Sea and in Holland, a little bit in Denmark, and we are consuming it at very full speed. So we are very dependent on foreign supplies.
With a marketplace of 500 million consumers and a focus on alternative energy, that means a tremendous opportunity for any company that wants to compete for the business. But as Michael Schroeren at the German Environment Ministry indicates, this plan to develop solar and other alternative energies is not without its critics.
Of course, there was some skepticism as to the overall energy plan. I mean, this law, this bill, this feed-in bill was part of an overall strategy to change energy policy in this country. It was accompanied by the decision to phase out nuclear.
Even the program's most enthusiastic supporters, like the Green Party's Thomas Kraus, envision a time when alternative energies have to make their own way in the marketplace.
So we really went this way of a subsidy, which is applied in a degressive way. So we say the efficiency of this plant is going to be increased and they're going to be competitive towards other energy supplies in a couple of years, and then the subsidies gonna shrink.
But for now, there's a boom in solar installations, building an infrastructure that will need an upgrade in 5 to 10 years, and creating an ideal market for new competition, both in the domestic German marketplace and for potential exporting areas like the Great Lakes Bay region. And while much of the buzz around the Great Lakes Bay region is about solar energy and its potential, another big alternative energy solution is wind power. We'll take a look at that next. Make sure you check out WSGW.com for photos and video with background about our discussion. Same Sun, Different Worlds continues on News Talk and Sports, WSGW.